Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being here. I'm glad you're here. No Dr. Manny yet. We're working on that. I'm not sure. Maybe I think he may be delivering a baby or something. I'm not sure. By the way, he was a chief obstetrics and gynecological guy over at one of the hospitals there in the New York area. So. Maybe he had a medical emergency. Apparently, the guy does practice medicine. So, we're working on that. You know, one of the things that's pretty exciting these days is all the medical breakthroughs that we have available to us. That's the good news. The good news is there are many things. You know, today we're treating more and more diseases and curing them. I say we. I don't mean to glom on to the really smart people who've actually done that. I mean humanity. People have. We have got smart people out there who are doing these things, and it's something that is there's a great things that are happening, but you know it also creates other issues, and you know one of the things is that I worry about. And as far as the medical practice is concerned, the medical industry is concerned, is that you know we've got all these things that we can do, but it's also created all these specialties. It's created all these medical specialties, and if you think about it, you know if you have any medical issues at all, you probably don't go to just one doctor. The Dr. Welby thing, you remember that Dr. Welby, MD, remember that thing? Or Father's Knows Best, wasn't that the one where the guy was the doctor at home and he, you know, his office was literally in his home? What show was that? I've forgotten. Anyway, you know, we don't go to that guy anymore or that person anymore. We may have a general doctor. A lot of people don't have a general doctor. They only have specialists. But you got a specialist for this, and you got a specialist for that. And then one guy, you know, one doctor sends you to another specialist because that person is a specialist in a specialty, and on and on. And the things I worry about, and I've actually seen this happen, I worry about the fact that we've got all these different doctors treating us for all of our different things because they can. 50 years ago, they didn't even know that they need, you know, they didn't even know what to do. There was no, we didn't know that much about those things, those particular specialties. And so one doctor just did the best he could or she could. But today we have all that capability. We have all the different medicines. We have all the different specialties. But at some point in time, somebody needs to treat the patient. And that's what concerns me about the way the medical practice, the medical field is going these days. If you've got a person who is not well, especially an older person, as I have had in my life, and these people, this you know that person has a multiple number of problems. Some of them are side effects that have to be treated from medication or treatment that's taken for another major issue, let's say. And then you've got specialists who have to treat for the side effects, et cetera, et cetera. And so at some point in time, I have been through this a couple of times where I've said, wait a minute, this doctor's treating that condition and this doctor's treating that condition. And there are two or three of those kind of scenarios going on. And you've got all the different appointments and all the different, each one's giving you different medicine, telling you different things to do. But do you get the idea, if you've been through this like I have, do you get the idea that, or do you want to ask the question, okay, when is somebody going to treat the patient? Where is the quarterback for this person's health? Where's the one person in who is going to be responsible for all these things? Because, you know, as you know, As you probably know, if you've been through any of this, some of these wonderful medicines that we get, that are absolutely almost virtually miraculous, basically miraculous, the things that we have today, almost all of them cause some kind of a side effect, and it's different for everybody, and so I have seen more than one case where there needed to be a quarterback. There needed to be Dr. Central, somebody in the middle who was managing all this, who was able to communicate back and forth with, or who, and I know they're able to, but who would, on a regular basis, communicate back and forth with all the different specialists and with all the different influences in this person's treatment, and could say, okay, wait a minute. Yeah, I know that person needs this. And I know you're a specialist, and you're treating my patient for this, and without knowing anything else, what you're saying makes sense. But for this particular patient, that could create this problem. Now, the doctors will argue with me. They would argue with me. And they would say, well, we have the records, and we take care of all that. We can read all this stuff. We know all that. Well, you know what? I know you intend to do that, and I know you want to do that, but it doesn't always happen that way. And I'm not trying to be a negative nabob here about this, because there are wonderful things happening out there. But if I could lament anything about the current state of the medical practice of medicine, it would be that if I get to the point where if I live that long, where I need that much treatment, which thank God now I don't. But when I get to that point, I'm going to try to find me a doctor who will be my quarterback, who won't just send me to a specialist, but who will actually get involved in that. And I don't know what that's going to take. I don't know if it's going to cost me a lot of money. I may not have that much money. I don't know. But I just know that medicine is so decentralized now. Sometimes the patient, not the illness, not the condition, but the patient, falls through the cracks. And that's one of the things that I'm worried about with the direction we're going in medicine. And I wish somebody had an answer for that. And I'm looking forward to that. If anybody does have an answer about that, I would like to know about it. I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 after. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Smaller towns, and beat up cars with the tires and drummers go with the crack.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.